The nation's suburbs have become increasingly diverse. According to a new report on the 2000 census, nearly half of all minorities living in the largest metropolitan areas can be found in the suburbs rather than in the central cities. An analysis released today by the Brookings Institution also finds the change in suburbs varies from region to region. NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
Dozens of children, their parents, and babysitters cool themselves at this public water park in Gaithersburg, Maryland, about 15 miles outside Washington, D.C. A water slide towers over one side of the pool. Toddlers play on the other side, under a fountain shaped like a mushroom. Sitting nearby in the shade are several women, all recent immigrants from Central and South America. The women are part of a newcomer support group led by Anna Lugo Smitch. Smitch says she and the others settled in this area for many of the same reasons that attracted thousands before them.
Good services for the community, transportation, malls, recreation centers, library, everything. So I thought it was a good place to be, and also I like it that it seems like it's family-oriented area, and that's what I like it.
As apparently do many others. Gaithersburg has grown dramatically over the past decade, like many suburbs across the country. It's been transformed from a largely white rural area to a bustling community where minorities now make up almost half the population. Mayor Sidney Katz says when he was a boy, residents went to the local county fair to show off their cattle.
And today they come to show their children what cattle looks like because there's not the agriculture here that there used to be.
Katz thinks the changes have largely been for the good, but he laments it's sometimes hard to distinguish Gaithersburg from the rest of the metropolitan region. That's true of many so-called melting pot areas, says William Fry, a demographer with the Milken Institute in California and author of a new Brookings study on the suburbs. Fry says areas such as Washington, Los Angeles, New York, Houston, and Chicago have seen a huge influx of immigrants, many of whom are settling outside city limits. That, combined with the movement of whites away from these congested areas, has led to some big changes. About 27% of those living today in the largest suburbs are Hispanic, Asian, Black, or some other minority.
Back in the 1950s, when you said somebody was living in the suburbs, you would conjure up in your mind a certain set of demographic attributes. They were young, they were white, they were families with two children and a dog. When you said you were in the suburbs, you were saying something distinct about the population. Now it's almost if you say you're living in the city that you're saying something distinct about the population, because it's the suburbs that are so heterogeneous and much more like the whole rest of society.
Fry says this isn't true everywhere. The traditional patterns remain in some of the older, slow-growing urban areas, especially in the Northeast and Midwest, places like Detroit, Milwaukee, and Buffalo, where minorities are still concentrated inside city limits.
There is a real sharp divide between the cities and the suburbs that is not going to be bridged very easily, especially since these are places that aren't growing very fast, not attracting either lots of immigrants or a lot of migrants from other parts of the U.S. And that still characterizes a good part of America's metropolitan areas.
But he says much of this is starting to be offset by what's going on in fast-growing communities, especially in the South and West, where new developments and looser boundaries provide an opportunity for those of different races and ethnic groups to live together. He says the census has shown a large movement of Blacks, for example, from the North to the South, and this has led to greater diversity outside such cities as Atlanta, Charleston, and Fort Lauderdale. Fry says it will take a lot more research to determine what all the changes mean, although it's clear suburban communities face some new challenges, especially with education. Politicians are also keeping an eye on the new demographics. Republican pollster Linda DeVall says Republicans can no longer rely on the traditional white suburban vote to get elected. And that's one reason President Bush has spent so much time wooing Hispanics.
Republicans are going to have to be much more inclusive. They're going to have to reach out and campaign in neighborhoods and communities and barrios that they have not been accustomed to campaigning in before. But I think if they do that, and I think if there is that openness and there is that desire to be seen and to be visible and to articulate policies and to talk about how policies impact people's lives, I think you will see a change. But it is very important that Republicans understand these shifts that are occurring and take them to heart.
She says one need only look at Orange County, California, once considered what she calls the prototypical white Republican enclave. Minorities now make up 40% of that county's suburban population. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.